Welcome to Simply Gardening with Kath Irvine. Kath Irvine is a gardener and author. She joins us here at Coast Access Radio to give us some advice on how to have an easy, healthy, happy garden. Welcome to the show. Welcome into the studio, the sensational Kath Irvine. Hello.
Good morning.
Don't give me that look. You are. You're fantastic. I'm a bit of a fan, of course, as are a lot of people who listen to the show. And I think one of the reasons why, certainly the podcast world, is because they're nice short little blurbs. It's not like you're having to listen to a whole hour and then working out 25 different things.
We're just getting to the point.
We're getting to the point and giving you really relevant information. And today we're going to talk about, you've had these questions from listeners, green crops.
Yes, for winter.
What do we sow? I've started sowing some, willy-nilly, because we have spoken a little bit about it before, and I know that I was putting multiple different seeds in, but that's just me, and I may be doing it wrong. So can you please, along with other listeners that have asked the question, please tell us what crops to sow?
Now, time of year.
And yeah. Do we do it again? What do?
We keep, ideally, in your little seed stash, you have a collection of seeds which are really good for hot weather and cool weather.
Okay.
And then you can just go and make your little pick and mix selection, because we're aiming, but you don't have to exactly get there. We're aiming for six different families,
okay,
in our mix. So if you've got your little stash, you go there, and this time of year you'd be choosing. Broad beans are amazing. And even if you don't like eating them, then that's cool. They do incredible things for soil. Vetch is another thing. Calendula, Phacelia. Oats are amazing because they mop up the nitrogen from the legumes and hang on to it.
Oh.
Doesn't get washed away, but there is a caveat there. If they can become a little bit of a pain in our soils in New Zealand. I don't mind it. The one thing that I will pull out by the roots when I'm tuning the bed over, because they just keep resprouting and clumping out. Something to play with for you as gardeners. And you could be, I said Phacelia, yeah. So get a nice mix of those kind of wintry crops together and sprinkle them around in your gaps. You can even add in some kale as well. Did I say daikon?
No.
That's a brilliant.
The radish.
Yeah, the radish is so good. It's opening up the soil, especially if you're on clay, but also on light soils too, to help bring it all together. And it's an amazing, it's another way of storing nutrition and mopping up stuff. So I always love to get one of those taproots in there too. And sprinkle them around. In any gaps, you don't have to have a massive garden to be doing this. If you've just harvested your kumara, this is a great mix to sprinkle on that bed, and it will straight away get the soil back in action and get all those microbes happening again, because of course they're living on the roots of the plants. That's why we're doing this, and it'll buy you time. It'll protect your soil and keep your fertility moving forward, which is our real goal, because every time soil is bare, it's just going backwards a bit.
Okay.
So if we can think of constantly keeping it covered, and that will pave, these green crops might be paving the way for next month's brassicas that you're planting out.
So you're planting in amongst them?
That's it. Making your little pockets, putting in a handful of compost, and then putting your seedling in. Or you might even, maybe you're lucky enough to be going away on a winter break and you might just want to pop this on the garden to leave it over winter to make sure that it's covered. That's another brilliant solution. Maybe you don't even know what you're going to do with the bed, but whatever, just cover it. Yeah, yeah.
Because we've got things that are dying off now, things like your dahlias and, like you said, the kumara, and other things that are, you know, leaves are falling off now and plants are starting to curl up their little toes and going, no, that's it.
Tomatoes and autumn plants are all finishing.
Yeah.
And you can, to keep that lovely continuity of cover, The fun bit is when you start sowing your living mulch at the base of your crops as they're going into finishing.
Oh.
And so as they're finishing, then you can see you're really keeping that cover going.
And yeah. So if you've got, say, for example, big tomato plant, mm-hmm. like mine went nuts this year, then I would sort of just crawl in underneath because they're still, actually mine are still ripening. I've still got berries on my tomato plants.
Yes.
Would I then crawl in under the ground and sprinkle through some of my winter crop?
Is this a cocktail tomato that's just got limbs absolutely everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cherry tomato that went a bit crazy. Yeah. Actually, about six of them.
Yeah, they yeah. always do.
Okay.
I mean, depending on your climate, if you're going to get another month of fruit out and if it's completely covering the ground,
yeah,
you're just going to have to use your eyes on that one and see. Sometimes you can sprinkle the green crops literally around. Otherwise, I recommend, can you do a bit of a cleanup? Are there some of those limbs that you can just trim off a little bit and pull out just to make a little bit more space? It's a kind of dance that you do as a gardener between the productivity that's going on and wanting to maximise that best food and getting ready for what's coming next and keeping your soil full of biology.
So it's still, you have to think about, okay, these winter crops still need light. So if there's no light, if everything's covered by your current plants, well, you just leave that.
Yeah. That's right. Unless you can, you might choose to make some space.
Yeah,
maybe. But but if it's still green and vibrant, yeah. then yeah, absolutely. Just leave it. Maybe go around the outside, or just wait a little while longer. Those winter green crops will handle it.
Yeah. Okay.
Later on.
And so plants that are, say, looking a little bit bedraggled, and you want to clear away a bit of space because they're going a little bit brown, but they're everywhere. So we chop that. We're not pulling things out. We're just chopping?
Absolutely. So
chop and drop or chop and chuck it in the compost?
Either or, that depends what you need.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're going to be sowing a living mulch, which is the ultimate.
Okay.
But let's not be swayed by that. We can't, mulch is second best and mulch is still awesome.
Mm.
So things like, courgettes and cucumbers and tomatoes, for example, that are finishing up, but are still producing, even if they're just popping out little bits and pieces here and there, it's still really high value food.
Yeah.
And in regards to a courgette plant, you could get loads of foliage off it. Wear long sleeves though, they make you so itchy, scratchy.
Yeah,
do you
yeah,
find?
I do.
Yeah. And trim off all that old foliage and mix it with a whole lot of other compostables and get it in the compost bin. Don't be worried about any molds and things like that, you know. Have we spoken about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we did yeah. way, way, way back.
It stretches yeah. out the biology in your compost because in order to break it down, new biology has to come.
Yeah.
And so it actually improves what you've got going on and makes your garden, and then you put that on your garden and that then improves the strength of your garden as a whole to be able to cope with disease a lot better. So clean up as much of the aged leaves and foliage as you can while leaving the production happening, and then you'll suddenly go, especially in regards to zucchini plant, it's just like, whoa, now I've got heaps of space.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things you can do. Plant it now and plant stuff in with it, or you can leave it all there and wait for spring.
Yes, the mixed green crop. Yes, absolutely. You could just leave it to go full circle and...
And then you mentioned the living mulch. So people get a bit confused between
yes.
our green crops for winter and our living mulch. It's like, yes. but it's all living. So what do you mean, Kathy Irvine?
What I mean is, this is a brilliant thing to clear up. Living mulches are quite simply plants covering the ground. That's all they are. And they are made up using crops, green crops, flowers, herbs, any plant can be in that mix. That's a living mulch. A green crop, as we've just alluded to, is part of a living mulch. And a green crop is a crop that we grow and then we return all of it back into the soil. Sometimes people call them green manures, and in a way that almost gives a better visual because it makes you realise, oh yeah, I'm using these plants as a nourishment, because when we grow a crop, so with our tomatoes, every tomato we take away, there's just a little bit of a deficit there, because that doesn't, the soil and the plant has grown all of that and put everything into growing all of that, and then we're taking some of it away. But in a green crop, we're returning it all either back on the ground or via our compost heap. So,
and I guess that's a really good way of thinking about it. And also, when you were talking, the living mulch that I'm currently waiting to die off is those tomatoes and the flowers that are just dying off. So yes. I naturally have the living mulch happening.
Absolutely. Living mulch is living mulch. A lawn is living mulch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, usually a monocrop living mulch. So that's the main weakness on a lawn, of course.
Yeah.
We want more families in there, so don't be weeding out the dandelions and the plantains. They're part of the healthy family going on. But, yeah, any plant cover is a living mulch.
There you go. Mm. No bare soil. We don't want bare soil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Kath Irvine, I think that's a good amount for people to digest with regards to green crops for winter and living mulch. Thank you very much for that. Cool. Of course, as usual, amazing info.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.